1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I'm looking at her Instagram right now. Instagram.com/TheMikeCaltaShow. I put the picture up of the guy who liked to get kicked in the ding-ding.
Oh, yeah.
With Joe squatting right next to him. And if you slide over, it's a close shot of Joe's face.
Yes.
It's a great day.
Joe looks scared and disappointed. And
he looks scared, disappointed, and does not want to have a photo of him next to that.
Yeah.
Joe looks like he's 10 years younger.
Well, he does. He's got short hair. And
yeah, he looks like a much younger lesbian.
Yeah. No facial hair.
That's great. All right, time to check in with Carmen. By the way, what am I eating? You want to guess? Hold on.
Rice cake.
Cracker.
Oh, damn it. Didn't you see it coming?
No, is it a rice cake?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you like that?
Nailed it.
He's so pretty disappointed.
All right, let's find out how we did our football picks. Carmen, who came in dead last?
Dead last this week.
What week was this? Week what? 10?
10. With 5 wins.
Oh.
Mike Calta.
Oh, no. What a jerk.
Wait. You picked the Jets?
No.
Oh. No, he was in a bet on the Jets, but he picked.
Yeah. Sorry. Next, with 6 wins, Gio.
Yeah. Rough week. I picked the Browns. That worked out.
Who also tied with Spanish.
Yeah.
And myself.
Yeah.
With 7 wins.
Oh.
Galvin.
Oh, you got it.
Get out of here.
Me.
And also with 7 wins, Pap.
Thank you, Carmen, for doing it that way.
Is there a difference in Monday night or no?
No, everyone picked the Rams.
All right, Joe, good job, buddy.
Yeah, and just so everyone knows, I didn't count the Steeler-Lion game on this because we all had Steelers anyway, but they tied, so that wasn't included in the score. I just want everyone to know that.
Tie's a loss.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
What, I have 6? They had 7?
6, yeah.
You had 6, they had 7.
Me and Joe.
That's right.
The superior sports.
Correct.
Folks.
You and Joe are the same.
Yeah, me and Joe are the same.
Well, I love you, Calvin.
I love you too, buddy.
Yeah, happy birthday, Calvin.
Way to make it weird.
Yeah, by the way, thank you to everybody who wished me happy birthday and everybody out at Off the Wagon who wished me happy birthday, and Sue who gave me some pickles. Did you see that?
Oh, what?
I heard her say something about a pickle, and I'm like, I don't know what she's talking about.
She gave me a bag, and she goes, you're going to like it. And I go, yeah. And she goes, it's something you like. It's moonshine pickles.
Ooh,
it's like in alcohol, but it's hot and spicy.
Oh, yeah.
Moonshine.
Somebody gave me those for my birthday.
Yeah, I like that. So thank you to Sue and her husband. That was very nice. And
I put them in the refrigerator, and I had to tell my son not to eat them.
Yeah. Well, my brother had. I go, hey, I got some of those pickles in there if you want to try one. And he ate it, and he goes, oh, my God. And I go, what? And he goes, there's, like, alcohol. And I looked at it, and he go, oh, that's why it says moonshine.
Dummy. Good birthday. You get a lot of good gifts.
Yeah, a lot of good presents. Mike got me. I mentioned I like this because I do this, too. I had mentioned that I have the Zeppelin Vans issued Zeppelin shoes. I bought the low tops, but I wanted the high tops, and they sold out immediately. Mike got me the high tops. Yeah. Very nice. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Zero to do with that.
Yeah?
I got off the air that day, and my wife was like, I got the high tops for Galvin for his birthday. I go, we don't even know what size he is. And she goes, I already text Jenny. I said, man, you are a good gift giver.
Yeah.
I sweet-talked your wife a little bit the other day, just so you know. Yeah.
Hold on. Just give me a second. Okay, now tell me slowly.
She said, are you having a good birthday? Happy birthday. I said, yes. I said, are you excited for your birthday? Because I know her birthday is right after mine.
Yeah.
And she said, nope.
Aww.
And I go, 35's not a big deal.
No.
And she said, you're the best. And I said, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I bought her the Zeppelin low tops.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
she'll love them.
Since she was so into yours.
She'll love them. Yeah, but Spanish gave me gift certificates too. Olive Garden. Yeah, yeah, right. You better
believe it. Damn right.
Carmen gave me the nice Saucony socks and the cash to gamble with, which I did, and I won, by the way. I won a bunch of black, not a bunch, but.
At least somebody
and I get
won
some of
weekend.
That, right?
Yeah, yeah. You get your steak back.
Yeah.
And Gio got me some cool Steelers drumsticks and an Uber card. Papap got me an Amazon gift card. Yeah. So everybody, Josh and Jenny and all those guys, I got chips. From some different people, which was excellent. You know, some actual...
Like the California Highway Patrol?
The Hard Rock chips. Mike Olivero was out. Your brother was out. Yeah, it was a blast. Thanks to everybody. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, and Jenny, for the invite and all that, because I really had a blast, man.
Good time.
Wait a second. Mike Olivero went?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I feel terrible. If that guy went... Man. But it was a good time.
The best part was when Joe tried to put everybody's drinks on one tab.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I had nothing to do with that.
Oh, what did you do, Joe?
I didn't do it.
Oh, dude.
I mean, evidently you did something.
That's what the waitress said to me.
Yeah. Well,
she's like, that man over there.
Yeah, well, I told her to go over there to your table and to calm it down because you were disturbing everybody else.
I was having a good time.
You were making too much noise.
They came over, Michael, with the, you know, because everybody had got drinks, and they're like, how do we split up the drink tab? Does everybody throw in a card, or what are we going to do?
Right.
My wife paid for the food. My wife paid for everybody's dinner.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it really was.
And then I said, if you guys just take care of the, drinks and stuff.
To which Joe replied, just put it on Zoe's card, and she was very upset by it.
Yeah.
For real?
I wish
I would have said that.
I gotta tell you, I know that, Gio hates her, and Mike does not like her or anything. Zoe, who I like.
I never said I don't like her. I chose her last to have sex with.
You can't wait for her to die so you can get necklace from Joe is what you said.
Well, that's true.
Not only do I like hanging out with her, but she looks fantastic.
She did look good. I saw pictures.
Yeah, had the hat on and stuff. I said they looked like they were ready to get up on stage. It was her and Joe. Like, she's the vocalist and Joe's her keyboard player, you know?
Oh, let's no one ever said she was not attractive.
Oh, well, I know. She's very attractive.
Joe says she's not attractive, but we all think she's attractive.
No, she's just mean. She's very attractive.
Yeah.
She's
definitely. Well, I think the meanness makes her more attractive.
It might. Yeah. And sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I did appreciate when Joe and Spanish removed chairs from our table so they didn't have to sit with us.
Oh
really?
That's not true. Yeah. Listen, it was me that did it. You can't let Joe.
Who'd you sit with?
I sat with Josh and Jenny and... Mike Olivero.
Yeah.
Man, you didn't even get the show people in where, like, come sit with the show people.
I couldn't do it, Michael. No. He said he wouldn't come if he had to sit at the same table as Zoe. So Spanish, I had to put her on the other side.
Spanish came over and started taking plates off our table and moving the chairs and stuff.
Yeah.
So they all crowded around.
I was hoping that there would be one big table, but there was three tables. They were all, you know, in the same room right next to each other. But, it was a little weird. I just sat down and I said to whoever sits down.
Yeah. Well, I was going to sit over
my family.
I was going to sit with Gio and everybody. But I was with Karishma, and she didn't really know anybody at that table, so she was like, can we go sit with Zoe and Joe? And I was like, yeah, sure, I don't care, you know?
Well, my brother said he had a good time, said the food was really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I sat with John. John Brennan was telling me...
John Brennan was there?
Dude, he was telling me some of the funniest stories about his daughter.
Keith?
He was making me laugh so hard at the table. It was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, you got fun dad talking.
Yeah,
well,
it was really funny.
He showed me a video, and he was like, Carmen, I'm kind of scared. I was like, why? What? He's like, my daughter reminds me so much of you.
Yeah.
He said that.
He's like, who else do I know that's this smart? Interesting. Well, I'm sorry.
My daughter can also count to four.
Then once I get to hand two, it's hard.
My daughter was like, this kid's school taught her how to make an A in sign language. And she's like, I remember the A, but I don't remember anything else. Then she watched a YouTube video from the time it took to get from here to Ruth Eckert Hall, and she taught herself like the first 10 alphabet letters in sign language.
Damn.
I was like, holy cow.
That's impressive.
Yeah, but these kids have no excuse to be idiots now.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree
with that. If they
want
to learn something, they can go learn it right away.
I very much agree with that.
I'd have to go, I mean, thankfully, in my great-grandparents' house, where I grew up for a majority of my life, I had a full Encyclopedia Britannica there.
Yeah.
So when I had to do a report, I could go right to the encyclopedia in the hallway, sit down in the hallway and write my report, which is usually what happened. Like, I had to do a report on diabetes one time, and I was just able to look it up and then plagiarize it right out of there.
Perfect.
Yep.
So you had the encyclopedia. I was the generation that had the Encarta. I don't know if you remember that for Windows.
Of course.
Yeah, so I had that, which was awesome.
That was the first time I ever saw multimedia on a computer, And the fact that you could watch videos on there was blowing my mind.
Yes.
I remember all my fraternity brothers like, hey, we're going out tonight. I'm like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting here and I'm watching about the banana spider.
Yeah.
It was, I couldn't believe I was watching TV on a computer. It was amazing to me.
And
if you
click
it and a video comes up.
And I had a kid in my class named Greg who was deaf, so I learned how to do sign language. Well, in elementary school, you know, you're in the same class for like the 5 years, whatever, so we all learn sign language. I still, to this day, know the entire alphabet and then can also talk a little bit, you know. I can have a conversation with somebody who's deaf.
It's very impressive to me.
You know how it started out is my daughter was telling my father about that story you talked about where the girl showed the TikTok thing.
Oh, yeah.
The TikTok hand signal when she was being held captive.
Which that is actually an A in sign language.
Well, my daughter was like, if you ever get in trouble, do you do this? And I go, oh, yeah. I go, I heard about that story. And I go, is that sign language? And she goes, well, no, this is this and this is this. And then she went and taught it to herself. I was like, yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's good. How's my son still an idiot? And she's so smart. Unbelievable. All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. If you want to get through on the phone lines, they are wide open right now. Want to remind everybody a couple of things. Friday morning, we're going to be broadcasting live at the Walmart on Del Mabry and 275. We'll be there starting at 6 a.m. Whose idea was this? Should we sleep out the night before?
Oh, yeah, yes. Definitely. Get out of here.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about like right across the street. Like, what's the nearest hotel over there?
I'm in.
Not go out and all that.
No, I thought you were talking about sleeping in the parking lot.
Yeah. No.
Oh, that's no problem.
By the way, not going to be too chilly. I think the low is like 64.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah. It's brisk.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's brisk, but it's not. I mean, this morning it was 50 something.
Yeah, that was really nice too.
Carmen, park your car in a position where you could leave to run to Starbucks several times.
Well, I wasn't going to drive.
You gonna walk there?
No, I was gonna have Chad drop me off because I go straight from Walmart to the airport.
Where are you going?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, it's bachelor.
Kayla's, yeah.
Yeah, bachelorette party.
Boston.
What's Chad doing where you going?
Nothing.
Hanging out with your not swinger friends?
No, he is gonna go golfing. He didn't get to go golfing on Saturday, and he didn't get to go golfing yesterday.
Oh, Johnson.
And he is very mad at me about this. And he was actually being a little baby.
When you guys go golfing, you ever kiss his balls for good luck?
Yes. Always. Dude. So I told
what
him.
What if they're wet?
Oh, then I dry them. What if I blow on them.
What if they're dirty?
Yeah.
Well, then I wipe them off.
Yeah.
Clean them.
Are you excited to see us in Boston, Carmen? I'm very excited to hang out with you guys up there.
I can't believe FSU is playing Boston
yeah,
College.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
They beat Miami. Now we're rolling on to Boston.
Right.
Yep. We're off to Boston. See you there.
What is all this talk about?
We're meeting her up at
Kayla's
bachelorette party. Yeah.
We were invited.
You were
who
not
else
invited.
Is going?
Just a bunch of girlfriends from here that
who was going that we would know?
No one.
Jared's gone.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He is wearing a wig and
I saw Jared's ex-girlfriend got married over the weekend.
Oh.
Wait.
Remember the one I made him make out with I was like, that's not your girlfriend. He goes, I go, make out with her right now. And he did. And I was like, how could that girl be with Jared? And then they broke up and because she realized she was with Jared.
Mm.
And I saw over the weekend that she got married. Jared, is he married?
He's married now, too.
He is?
He had to marry her,
though. She gave him a kidney. So
yeah, sorry. That was he's the locked. Deal. Yeah.
It's the rule. That's what we call the... goddamn, what is his name? Lopez. George Lopez rule.
Yeah.
Although
well,
he divorced
George
her.
Left her wife,
But he didn't marry her. Then left her after she gave him a kidney.
Question. If Jared's wife's kidney starts to fail, does he give her the kidney back?
No, I think it's...
I think you can only move it once.
Yeah, I believe it's game over for that kidney.
It's not like a king in checkers. You just put it back and forth.
I used to think it was, but over the last couple of years, I've learned that not only that you can't do that, but after about 10 years, you have to start looking for a new one, depending on your health.
I learned from Soul Brother Kevin that they don't take the other one out. You actually end up with three kidneys.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, can't they jumpstart the one that ain't working?
I thought that they could, but I don't know.
It's a tough gig, man.
You would think, thank God we're doing vaginal rejuvenation and not kidney rejuvenation.
Seriously, though.
Yeah. Don't forget butthole cleanings.
Yeah, because on, I know you guys know I'm on Reddit a lot, but I follow a medical subreddit, and all the time they're posting all this new technology that they have where they're growing organs and stuff, and I'm like, why can't we do that?
I saw an ear on the back of a mouse.
Yeah, and that was years ago.
Yeah.
I don't think Jared could afford that. I think that's probably is available to some people.
And guess, they look at your background and they look at all stuff, and you know, you got to be honest with that stuff.
If yeah. You're yeah. Go start with your teeth, Jared.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Get rid of those vampire teeth first, then maybe we'll talk.
Well, maybe it's all that bad blood he's been drinking.
Yeah, how's he supposed to hunt without
his
teeth?
Filtered it through his kidneys.
Well, they assume he regenerates himself.
Oh, yeah.
Teeth.
That's fair.
I need it.
Interesting. So, yeah. So, who's going, Carmen?
Just like I said, her friends from high school. I think a couple girls from Vegas. I don't know anybody. I only know Kayla.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Will Carmen get in a fight with one of the other girls?
No.
Yes.
No?
I think she'll be in her best Carmen behavior.
Oh. Yeah, it's for Kayla.
I think it's her best Carmen behavior, but one of them is just going to be so annoying and obnoxious bachelorette party girl that Carmen eventually just going to go, please just get the hell out of my face.
No, I think the rest of them are kind of prim and proper, and Carmen's going to have to wild out. It feel like she has to get the party going, so she's just going to be jamming.
Unless one of them is like, I would never date a black guy.
I see fighting
words.
Maybe a drink in someone's face.
Yeah.
Not a fight.
Like Bad Girls Club.
Yeah. I think we're going to team up and probably get into a fight at the football game with another rowdy group. But I think the group together, because we have like a text chain going, and everyone is pretty mellow. So it's a seltzers weekend. No liquor.
Yeah. And so you guys get in a fight with another group at the football game, and then after, to celebrate your victory of beating up that group, you guys all make out and do stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spanish.
I think Carmen's going to come back appreciating her job more.
I don't think so.
I think she's going to go to like somewhere else.
Listen, this is one of the things I found out when we went to Las Vegas. Am I allowed to say this?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Kind of asking Carmen, but she didn't really
If you're questioning, yes, you should.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kayla left here to go work in Vegas in radio, lied about where she was going.
No, didn't lie. She was just taking a trip.
Oh, I bet Drew would say it differently.
Well, yeah, I was there at that time. She said she was going on vacation.
Hey, but she went audition for another show.
Hey, I lied to audition here. So
yes.
That's what you do.
You kind of have to.
Nah. Well.
Yeah.
So you would think she left there and she's in Vegas and she's been there, what, how long? 6 years now?
Yeah, basically.
And it must be going awesome. She's getting married now. But then you find out she's got like another job. She's got she works at the radio station and she's like a bartender. And you're like, well, that's not a good move.
Mm-mm. Well, she works at the golf course, but only because she likes golfing. So she gets free golf by doing that because she only works the weekend.
Yeah. So,
and then in big tournaments and stuff like that. But I mean, she's always doing gigs and she's the only female on the station. So she makes a bunch of money with her endorsements and stuff like that.
You're the only female on the station. How come you're not making a bunch of money on endorsements?
I don't know.
Oh.
You sound like Joe before he launches into No Hat Day.
I just...
Sounds like she may not know.
It blows my mind, too. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What is Kayla doing right that you're doing wrong, you think?
How is Kayla doing right and I'm doing wrong? Mr. How am I the one doing bad?
You just said that she's the only female on the station. She makes tons of endorsements and tons of gigs.
Yeah.
And then I said, why don't you?
Because Spanish gets them all. Saying,
and then you got
it's your fault. Yep.
No. My fault.
What a greedy
bastard. The other lady gets all the gigs.
The other one.
Why can't you share that? Why can't you share the wealth?
I'm more than happy to share. Yeah. The one is like, I can only do them. It's just for me.
What a jerk you are.
I've heard you say that before.
Yes.
I've never said that.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the emails.
Oh.
I've talked to people who I said, I don't want to do that. Carmen could probably do that one. And then they said Spanish demanded it.
What?
Yeah.
That's not true.
I said the same thing. I go, why don't you give it to Carmen? I go, because Spanish gets all bent out of shape.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
And they were like, we're going to give it to Kayla.
That seems like me.
Because he's got feelings.
Yeah.
Because I got feelings.
What a jerk.
He just wants all the money to put into crypto.
Yeah.
So that's why he's crypto rich, but
he's rich. Yeah, he still takes the gigs.
But he still needs all the money.
We should start calling him crypto bitch. How about that? That's something somebody from the 90s would say. Although they would also say, what is crypto?
Yeah, that's true. Tales from the crypto.
Yeah. In the future, we'll call people crypto bitch. What's crypto? Don't worry about it.
Bitch.
Old Richie Rich could toss a gig, down the way.
Yeah, man. Just give her a little nod every once in a while.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize this was in my power. Yeah, no, let me start tossing them out to everybody.
Carmen did say, you get them all.
Yes, but I don't know.
So she puts it on you.
Well, I don't.
How come you don't pass them out?
I'm not the passer outer of gigs.
You're the killer.
Yeah, you're just the taker of it.
We know. That's what we're saying.
The taker.
I know you're not the passer outer, but sometimes take a step back and say, hey, maybe you should spread it around a little.
Maybe someone else would like to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. Again, I don't know. This is not my responsibility. I'm not. So if I get asked to do a gig, my first response isn't going to be, well, have we evenly spread out the gigs for everybody before I say yes to that?
So greedy.
Because, you know.
That would be a nice thing to do.
Greedy.
Next thing you know, Carmen's going to be slanging drinks at the golf course with Chad's playing.
I got to go back to getting a second job.
You know what Michael Jordan did, Spanish? Like he said, listen, make sure you pay the other guys because I make enough, but I want to make sure I have a good team around me. Yeah. You don't care. You're just all about yourself.
I literally get an email from promotions saying, these are your gigs, and I go, oh, okay. Can I have them put them in my calendar?
Take.
I can tell you for sure I have given gigs to other people. I said, why don't you have Carmen do that or Spanish
do that?
Galvin's
not a taker.
No. Yeah.
Carmen, you want me to call? My buddy owns Hoots. They opened up a new Hoots in Carowood.
Listen, I know. I drive by it all the time. I'm so excited.
I can get you hooked up if you'd like.
Okay.
So it's slanging drinks there.
Oh, man.
Think about it. You know, Carmen, wings.
I'm going to get OnlyFans. I'm done with this.
Oh!
Do you want to come with me and Joe to start pitching at some of the bars? We got some great ideas if you want to join in.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather start an OnlyFans. I'm good.
How are you at Golden Tee?
If you could start an OnlyFans and then bring some friends in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you can get Kayla on the OnlyFans, I'd pay for that.
Yeah.
Spanish, how has your pitches been going?
They've been going so well, Galvin, that we haven't been called back once yet.
What about?
I mean, you guys have been doing this for like 6 months now, right?
Oh, yeah.
What about J-Rock and Patties?
J-Rock and Patties with Bobcat's uncle, whatever. Yeah. I don't know. That's, you know, just Joe's guy.
J-Swag.
Yeah, J-Wag.
J-Wag.
Oh, J-Wag.
And it's Tom Swag. And it's Dude Night.
Yeah.
What about Bob Saget?
Boys Day, yeah. Yeah, it's
Dude Night. That's right, Dude Night.
I don't think he's interested.
No.
You guys got Ladies Night. What if you had Boys Day?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
I already have that.
No, you do. You go across the street to J-Wags, go to K-Wags, and be like, you're coming and do it here now.
That's right.
Just to show him whatever you missed out.
Yeah. Start doing dances in the party.
Do you think it's possible with all the mustaches hindering your progress?
I don't think so.
It is
making me think
less of you.
I did. Well...
Or do you think it's weed hat?
Well, it's not
weed Joe goes in business attire when he goes.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, suit, tie, briefcase.
Absolutely not.
Just for men on the cane. Joe looks just like the guy from Django.
Totally.
He's got a big bow tie that hangs down.
And he comes walking and all, hey!
Hello, I'd like to play games in your bar.
Swinging a cane.
Yep. Yeah. Can I have a double tequila, please?
Yeah.
Can it speak to your manager?
That's the thing. You guys are probably drunk by the time the manager comes out. Yeah. What can I do for you? Let me tell you something, gentlemen.
Let me show and you our parking lot dance.
And they go right out happy hour, too, so it's super busy.
Totally.
Joe's sucking on his vape.
Yeah, blowing it in his face.
Oh, yeah. Galvin, do you watch any boxing this weekend? No, you were out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday night, they had David Benavidez, who is supposedly the next person to fight Canelo Alvarez. And he was scheduled to have this fight against this guy who got busted for steroids. So on 2 weeks' notice, they hired this guy from Delaware, Kyron Davis. And he came in, and everybody knew that the other guy was going to win. But, man, it was almost a Rocky Apollo Creed thing. This guy was – I mean, they were battling out. After, like, the fifth round, his corner was like, hey, we might have to stop the fight. And he was like, don't stop the fight. He's like, I'm fine. He goes, well – he goes, I'm worried about your health. He goes, if you're not fighting back strong enough,
right,
I'm going to have to stop the fight. And he's like, I'm good. And he goes, all right, then show me something. And he went out there for two more rounds. And at the last round, he got the guy against the ropes, the champ did, and beat him up pretty good. And then he flipped it around and he started wailing on the other guy. It was very clear that the other guy had won the fight. But for this guy taking this fight on 2 weeks' notice, it was fantastic. The place was going crazy.
Nice.
I hadn't seen a good boxing match like that in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chiron Davis is the guy's name. It was on Showtime, so they'll probably replay it. Worth watching it. It's a quick seven rounds, but it really is. It's the first time in a long time I've seen a good constant match with hands just going back and forth.
Yeah, Benavidez is 24-0 with 21 knockouts.
He's got a power jab, man.
Yeah. You know who's back? Triple G. Triple G is going to be fighting I believe, in December over in Japan.
What's the middle G?
Gennady Golovkin. Yeah, the middle one.
Oh, Golovkin.
Is Gennady Gennadievich Golovkin.
Wow.
I believe it is.
That's
a
lot of G's.
That's a lot of G's.
Gennady Golovkin is my favorite name ever.
It's great.
Yeah, I thought Galvin was lying when he said that for the first time. I was like, you're making that up. There's no way to get him.
Yeah.
Gennady Golovkin.
Gennady
Golovkin. It sounds like a Muppet.
It does.
Oh, I'm Golovkin. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give some stuff away. We'll play a little game. I'm not sure what yet. We'll surprise you when we come back. It's the Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The